Good morning. My name is John Varnados, and I'm the Managing Director of Russell Investments Implementation Services. I'm here today with Andrew Xenonos, Australian Equity Portfolio Manager of Russell Investments. Andrew, nice to see you today.
Morning, John. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought today we would just go through some questions around Australian equities and with respect to implementation and what Andrew's looking at when with regards to his portfolios. So Andrew, again, thank you. Let's start today. What styles are you currently favouring with the Australian equity market?
I'm looking at our Australian equity funds at the moment. We currently have a pro-cyclical position on, and that's with a bit of a tilt towards value stocks. And that's based on our view and the view of Russell Investments as a firm that above trend economic growth, as well as rising interest rates, should favour cyclical stocks over defensive stocks, as well as value over growth. Over the past few months, we have trimmed some of the value exposure as it has started to outperform from a risk management perspective, but broadly still favouring a pro-cyclical positioning across the funds.
Perfect. So when you're looking at your portfolios and you need to make certain changes, how are you sort of reviewing the analysis of those securities with regards to illiquid securities in the portfolio?
In terms of illiquid securities, we tend to see a lot of our underlying managers have selected illiquid securities where they see, I guess, higher excess return potential. And in terms of trading illiquid securities, we're looking at our funds and our centralized portfolio management framework, whereby instead of the managers trading the stocks in segregated custody accounts, the managers provide us model portfolios, which we then aggregate and centralize trading using our internal trading desk. So we're responsible for the trading of those illiquid securities. And when we see those coming through in the manager portfolios, it's really about good communication with our trading desk. And one of the benefits that we've seen in terms of having a strong communication network open is that by giving the traders more context for trades, rather than just saying, here's your trade, off you go, telling them why we're doing a trade, it's come from a certain manager with a certain style, that then gives them all the information they need on the trading desk to get best execution for the funds on those more illiquid securities that the managers do tend to favour from time to time.
Great. Obviously, here in Australia, we have the two exchanges. Is there any preference, especially when you're looking at your illiquid securities?
From a portfolio management perspective, we don't have a preference on exchange. We really leave that up to the trading desk. In Australia, we have the two exchanges, the ASX, which has been around, of course, for a very long time, and the new competition exchange being KIEX. And 90% of volume still tends to go through, on average, through the ASX, but having that additional competition is good for execution. We leave it up to the trading desk to see where the best avenues are for liquidity. For illiquid securities, if that happens to be on the ASX, we're happy to trade there. We leave that up to the traders. If it's on the competitor exchange, KIEX, we're happy to trade there as well. So very much agnostic. It's up to the trading desk to get to find liquidity and get the fund's best execution.
So you refer to best execution. So you're relying on the trader. What commentary do you provide the trader, or are you relying directly on their skills?
No, when we send a rebalanced trade to the trading desk, we'll give a trading instruction. For example, we might trade implementation shortfall. Certain trades might be more VWAP trade or trading on the close, depending what's going on in the fund. But as well as that, if we have bigger stock rebalances to do at a certain rebalance, we might say to the trading desk, this has come through because a certain manager has exited this position. And that might inform the way they go about trading, might look to trade in a block, for example, rather than use an algorithm to ensure that the fund performance aligns with what we expect from the underlying manager portfolio performance as well.
Do you have a view which provides the better liquidity, which exchange?
We don't have a view from the portfolio management desk. As I mentioned, with most of the other liquidity in Australia still going through the ASX, that tends to be where a lot of the liquidity still is. I think you might find by stocks, certain stocks might trade on a certain exchange with more liquidity than the other. But again, that's really up to the trading desk in terms of deciding which avenue to go down when executing trades on behalf of the funds.
Now, one of the dreaded questions we're always asked is, where do you see commission rates going?
I think it's fair to say that relative to 5 or 10 years ago, the way commission rates have been paid has changed, and they have definitely reduced. It's hard to see them going a lot lower across the board, I think it's fair to say. And I think in future, it really becomes more specialized by service, I should say. The rise and continued innovation of electronic trading and algorithmic trading is not going away. But that's not to say there isn't a place for more specialized high-touch trading in the market as well. So seeing a bit more balance across that, there's probably diminishing marginal returns from here in terms of lower commission rates. But being able to be very selective about how and where commission rates are paid is probably where the future of, portfolio management and execution is going.
Right. Now, obviously, with markets being very volatile this year with COVID, how do you manage that within your portfolio, firstly, and then how can the trading team assist you with that?
Sure. There's probably two parts to that. Number one, as I mentioned before, is really having good communication during times of volatility. And I think in normal markets, whilst communication is still there, we tend to leave the traders up to their own devices once they have instructions from the portfolio management desk. During periods of very high volatility, that communication level is really important. Again, to make sure that they understand the context of the trade, what we're trying to achieve, any changes to fund positioning that we're trying to implement, and then give them all the information they can when markets are moving quite aggressively in very short times. Information is really key to getting that a good relationship and then ultimately getting good execution. In terms of managing risk, across the Australian equity portfolios here in Australia, we've used stock options and index options to manage risk. And when looking outside of physical shares and dealing with the derivative side, we really rely on the derivatives trading desk for two things. One is discussing the strategy for implementation. It's not as easy as just buying or selling a stock necessarily. There's a lot more complex factors to take into account, and also how we structure the position. So talking to the desk about not only how we execute it, but how we get the position on in the first place, and some of the trade-offs about that different derivative positions that are able for us to use.
Is there any sort of use on the agency model? Maybe that's a question you could ask me. But is there any thoughts of where you see that going? And more importantly, not just for your portfolios, for the great Australian market?
I think, like, as a whole, the agency model has its benefits for the end client in terms of best execution. From a portfolio manager perspective, it's quite difficult to actually see that in the return stream or I guess the commissions we pay or the execution we get. So maybe I could ask that question to you in terms of what are the benefits of an agency model that a portfolio manager might not see but are tangible?
Yeah, it's so the main benefit is around the venue choice that you have. You don't have a single dependency. You can get better execution because instead of the market knowing you're a buyer or seller of a certain security, you can spread that across. You don't want anyone front running you with regards if you're buying or selling securities. If it's one thing though that we learned from the 2008-2009 fall in the market was single dependencies can come back and hurt you in the market. So, you know, the Lehman crisis was a very good example of that. So an agency model is very important. You don't favour any particular venue. You obviously have expertise in certain venues or certain execution venues. But I think from what we've seen now, and being that markets are very competitive, you need to have this spread of trading access on that side. And that's not just across the equities, for example. You see that across the currency and also on the fixed income market. So I think you'll see a lot more of that coming, especially with regards to certain funds being less competitive and now a regulator, APRA, putting pressure on these portfolios. One last question that I have. Obviously, if we had a crystal ball now, fast forward, where do you see your portfolios going in the next 5-10 years? Do you see it more active or passive? I know you run a CPM model. Where do you, just your personal thoughts?
I think the way we run the funds and globally at Russell Investments as it relates to equities is to not necessarily have a view on active or passive. But to have an open architecture view and to really view what makes sense for a certain exposure. And so I think as we move through the next 5 or 10 years, that kind of approach will be more prevalent across the market, whereby there'll be a mix of passive for certain exposures or active for certain exposures as well. And where we're going active and where the market will go active, really look for high conviction stock selection, and then use a combination of pure passive and also smart beta type mandates, then build out a total portfolio.
Perfect. Great. Well, Andrew, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time today. And I look forward to continuing the series going forward.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.